This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. I am out of the studio today, but I want to inspire you with the fact that God's very nature is one of multiplier, such that there are leftovers. And in the spirit of Thanksgiving, we know that oftentimes there are many leftovers. When we turn to the scriptures and think of an example of when God multiplied something, we may likely first recall when Jesus took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and multiplied them to feed 5,000 people. And you may also remember that there were bags of leftovers. I see a similar pattern in the Old Testament. So one day a man approaches the prophet Elijah and gives him bread of the first fruits. When the man gave Elijah the bread, Elijah told him to give it to the men instead so that they could eat. But the man said, "How can I set this little amount before 100 men?" Elijah's reply was simply, "Give it to the men that they may eat, thus says the Lord." And he went on, and in fact, these men ate, and there was plenty left over. So we see that it is God's very nature to take what you have and to multiply it, such that it not only meets your needs, but that there is a surplus. So if you have fears today about not having enough or not being enough, release your fears into the hands of God and be comforted by the fact that you serve a God whose very nature is to multiply what you have. And as you savor on that, hold on to these words: "He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness." 2 Corinthians 9:10. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Boost of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, know that He's a multiplier.